The St. Louis chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America is pleased to introduce the 2009 National League MVP, Albert Pujols.
Thank you very much. Obviously, a really special day. When I received the call, it was like last year. I was really nervous. I ate breakfast today, but yesterday I was a little nervous. I'm just waiting until this day. But obviously, I want to thank the writers for voting me once again with this award. My wife, my family, for their support. Being amazing. It's not easy playing 162 games and traveling. There's some time that you miss your family and you want to be with your family and still being in the baseball field. So I want to thank them for their support, the Cardinals organization, for allowing me to give me this opportunity in 2001 to get to the ball club and to develop myself and try to do the best that I can to help this organization. And obviously God, for keeping me healthy all year long. Obviously it was a great year for myself, but for our organization. We didn't accomplish what we want, which it was getting into the World Series and play deep into the postseason. But it's always next year, and I believe we have a good team next year to try get out there to the postseason again. Hopefully, get the opportunity to bring that World Series ring back to St. Louis. So. Really humble receiving this award. There were so many great players out there in the National League. Obviously, they deserve this award too. So I'm just really humble to, and thank you to our fans for the support that they gave us all year long from day one, starting the season to the last day when we got beat by the Dodgers. It's just amazing the support that our fans gave us. That's why we had the best fans in baseball. So. Thank you so much, and like I say, really special day today.
Albert, what thought went through your mind when you got the call that you had won the award for the third time?
Obviously, very emotional. I called my wife. I was on my way to pick Sophia around 12:30 to school, and I called my wife. It was really emotional. Just that joy, and finally. Waiting for the moment and you get that news. I said it last year, it's almost when kids are getting ready to go to bed and can't wait until the next day for Christmas. That's how it was, really, really special. And it doesn't make any difference if it was my first one in 2005 and now. It was the same moment and the same feeling. So it's really, really special. But one thing, obviously, it's an award that you give it to one person, but I believe that if it wouldn't be for the help that my teammate has given me this past year, I wouldn't be standing up here. So I always say if I can split this award and give it a piece to every single player that had impact with this organization, I'd be able to do that because this is something that you can't do it by yourself. You have to have the help of your teammates, either the guys that are in front of you or the guys behind you driving you in, or the motivation when you don't have a great game or when you don't have a good week and those guys pumping you up and making sure that you're okay. And it's unbelievable. That's that relationship that you keep all year long, and not just there, but off the field too in the offseason. I'm thankful for my teammates.
Albert, Commission mentioned this, and you sometimes don't like to talk about your place in the history during the season, but to do this, to be the 10th person in history to get three, I mean, what does it mean to you to kind of take that place in the history of the game?
Well, it's pretty special, obviously, to accomplish that in just the 9 years of my career. All the glory goes to God because if it wasn't before him, I wouldn't be standing up here during the season. It's a long season. You train so hard in the offseason to prepare yourself to go to spring training. And I always say when you go to a spring training, you don't go down there thinking, oh, I'm going to be the MVP this year. Your goal is to go down there and to be ready for April and to help this organization to get to the World Series. And that's something that I've done for 10 years, even though I was in the minor league for 1 year. Just go down there and try to help this organization to win. And I've done that so far. So I thank God for that. And at the end, you get this reward, like an MVP and brought in by your peers. I mean, it's pretty special. And, you know, obviously I haven't, it hasn't set up on me yet, but probably it's going to take me a couple of days and say, wow, you know, I'm in the same place with Stan Musial, Ale Rodriguez, Jorge Berra, Ted Williams. I mean, the greatest players in the game, they play the game, and it's pretty special to be in the same list and to mention in the same list with those guys.
With all the awards that there are, MVP, Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, All-Star appearances, does MVP mean the most to you of all the ones that you can get, you think?
Every award that you win is special, whether it's in the MVP, the voting by your peers, the hand carrying award, every award is always special because that'll tell you right there the dedication that you put into the offseason, and those are the rewards that you get. So to me, every award that I get, it could be whatever, the Sports Illustrated or whatever. I mean, I take every award pretty special, and I keep it in a special place because it means a lot. That's something that I can probably teach, show my kid AJ, you know, probably in 15 years and tell him, you know, that year I won this. And it could be a motivation for them too in the future. So every award is special for me.
Albert, we started off with Kamish talking about the greatest Cardinals of them all, and people always want to make that comparison between you and Stan Musial. Just speak of your respect for Stan and what he's meant, not just to this organization, but to baseball and to you personally.
I don't have a phone call. I tried to call to our foundation to congratulate me. I need to call him, you know. But he is the man, and I keep saying I hope by the time that I'm done in this game, I can put hopefully half of the number that Stan Musial had put in his career. Right now, I'm just, you know, enjoying the ride pretty much and thankful for being in the organization that wants to put a team out there to win every year. And seeing Stan Musial coming around every year that I've been playing here, and not just him, but all the Hall of Fame, Lou Brock, Buck Gibson, Ossie Smith, that'll tell you right there the relationship that those guys built back then. And that's something that I want to pass along and continue to do that. So it's always special to have Stan Musial around and to talk just baseball. It could be a simple question like I asking about his bat, the bat that he was using and why, you know, and stuff like that. I enjoy to talk about baseball with those guys. And when we bought Gibson in spring training, we have a little game where he comes in and he kind of point like this, either two single or there's too many, or no matter what, you know, no matter what, you can't wait. Tomorrow, boats could have gone. I just think
that athletic life, did you kind of figure out just how good you could be?
Well, what point in my life? You know what? I knew when I was 14 what I want to do, which was I want to be a professional baseball athlete. A lot of days to get better. You know, but I always admire one guy, and that was Julio Cesar Franco, just his work down in the Dominican Republic. I used to go to the Warren League game and just watch his dedication and the work that he put in day in and day out, and that's something that motivated me every day. And I was like, man, I want to be like that guy, you know. And you know, I took that and I came here to the state when I was 16 years old, went to Fort Osage, and I knew that I had a good opportunity to become a professional baseball player. To have the success that I have, no, not really. If I'm telling you yes, I'm lying to you. I know that I had the skill and the ability and the talent, but I never thought that it was going to be so quick. But, you know, I thank God for that.
Albert, you won 300 games now. You got a lot of years ahead of you. How tough is it to live up to the expectations that you set for yourself each and every year?
That's the stuff that you guys put that pressure on me, because you guys think that I can't struggle for a little bit, because right away you guys saying what's wrong with Albert. I mean, it's something that I have built, and I thank God for allowing me to have this great career so far. But you know what? I'm trying to... how can I say that? The one thing that I expect is hopefully to stay healthy for the rest of my career. The numbers and all that, those are stuff that you can't control. If you can stay healthy and go out there and play, and let's say 15 years from now I'm done playing this game, I can look back and say, wow, what a career, you know. But right now, hopefully I still have a lot of year left in my career, and continue to help this ball club to win, you know. And I always say, I got one ring so far, I got 10 fingers, so I need 9 more. So I try to help this ball club to win as much championship ring as we can. And that's something that when I go to spring training, I'm focused and concentrating every time.
What was the best thing you think you did this season?
What was the best thing
personally
that I did?
Out for you, what was the best thing you did?
Helping my ball club to get to the postseason after we missed 2 postseason in a row. I think that was the best thing that happened this year. Yes, it didn't turn out the way that we wanted, but you know what? I think if you can go back and do things different way, I think we'd be perfect. Nobody would be a champion like the Yankees are this year. But that's something that I think that I was able to help this ball club, just like Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright and some of those guys that help our ball club to get where we wanted to and have a position in October to be a place to be, which it was in the to be in the postseason, and that's something that they're our leader, who's Tony, tell us every time in spring training. You know, that's our goal, and that's how been our goal since I've been here as a Cardinal. You know, for 9 years, to go to spring training and try to do the best that we can to have a spot and be one of the 8 teams in October playing, and we had that this year.
You talked, I think, earlier in the teleconference you had about the opportunity you've had as a Cardinal and what that has meant to go to the postseason as often as you had. And the Cardinals have made no bones about it that they want to sign you long-term this winter. How much of what you did what they did last year to remain competitive this past season and what maybe they are expected to do this winter plays into your decision on whether or not to talk to them about a long-term deal?
Well, I'd already told you guys whenever, and there's our GM, whenever, you know, he wants to talk and the owners talk about, this is my place, this is where I want to be, and I don't hide that. But I keep saying that since you guys start talking about whether I'm going to be a free agent, whether I'm going to resign here. I mean, we still got 2 years left. So it's something that right now, it's kind of taking the pressure off them because they don't have to deal with me right now. They need to deal with their free agent and what do we need or what we miss to get to the next level, which is the World Series. And that's kind of where I am. I'm really happy with the move that the Mo and our owners make during the season because they came at the right time, adding Matt Holliday, Mark DeRosa, and John Small later on, Julio Lugo, who plays a big part of our last couple of months in the season. I mean, they are the key guys that help us out to win and to get to the postseason. So when my decision comes, then I deal with that. As of right now, I don't have to worry about it because I'm still going to be a Cardinals for 2 more years and hopefully be for 15 more years if I can play for that long and retire as a Cardinals. But as of right now, I don't even want to think about it.
Now most of these guys are all free agents. Have you reached out, made phone calls to try to convince them to come back and stay in St. Louis?
No, I haven't because to me, like I tell some of you guys, that's not my place to be. When you guys tell me, there's some people that approach me and say, why you don't go to Mo and tell him to do this? I'm like, you know what? He's the GM. The owners are the owner. I'm just an employer. And my job is in the locker room and try to do whatever it takes to perform in the field. So the same way goes to the player. You know, I respect every free agent, the decision that they make to go wherever they want to go. As long as the best for them and their family, I respect that. That I want those teammates back, of course. Is it going to be possible to do that? I don't know because I don't control that. It's going to be their decision that they're going to make with them and their family and their organization, whoever, if it's either with us or whatever us. But I haven't because I want to respect that. There's some guys that I talk and give a little bit of advice, but you know what? When it comes down, it's going to be between them and their family and whatever is best for them at that time.
What's your reaction to Mark McGwire coming in? And what do you most look forward to working with him?
Working with him. You know, I didn't have the opportunity in 2001. I was a rookie. One thing that he taught me was the concentration and the focus, the way that, like you guys put it, he struggled that year and he still hit 290 and 30 home run and almost 90 RBI. I wish I can take that the rest of my career. I mean, and that's what Mark did. But, you know, with all the media and all the concentration, the focus that he was putting in, I learned a lot in 2001. And just the preparation, and that's something that he's going to be able to help us as a young club, because we can say we still have a young club. You know, he's going to help us out with that.
Albert, do you ever sit and think about it that you're the most valuable player in the National League?
No, I don't. You know, I don't take anything for granted, and I don't, you know. Yes, it's going to take a couple of days for me to settle and say, wow, you know, I just won my third MVP. But you know what? I still, and 2 weeks from now, I still need to get myself ready and see if I can do that again in 2010, along with winning, hopefully, a World Series ring. So that's what I think about. It's not what I just happened. I think about what can I do to try to get better and help this organization to reach our goal. And that's something that I do every time in my preparation.
Albert, you don't like talking about injuries or health during the season, but now that it's over, were you, in fact, hampered by an elbow or a leg or any other body part during the season?
I mean, I always say in spring training, there's no one game that you play healthy, that you play 100%, I'm sorry. There's one practice that you might play 100%, and that's your first practice in spring training. Then after that, you wake up one day, your lower back is bothering you, your hamstring, they're tight, and your elbow, if you're a pitcher, it might be aching, and your shoulder. I mean, you never play a full season. If there's somebody that can see here today and say that they play healthy for 162 games, plus they play, they're lying. Because there's no way that you can stay healthy, you know, all year, or be 100%. You know, I don't put any excuse. My elbow was fine. I heard it probably Thursday, you know, April and May, but I still continue to play Thursday the rest of the season. You know, that I got tired Thursday, maybe, I don't know. I mean, if that's something that you guys want to point my elbow because it was sore or tired because I struggle, how can I struggle when I still hitting 360 and 20 RBIs and probably 13 extra bases in the month of September and October, just because I didn't have a home run? I mean, you can't judge by that, but I guess I hit 47 home runs in 5.5 months, and I kind of spoil you guys to hit a home run every other at bat. You know, I struggled for 15 games without hitting a home run, but wow, you know, and you guys were going crazy. But I did that in all, I think it was, when was it? In 07, I did went to the period of time where I went 70-something or bad without hitting on. One thing that concerned me, when I struggle like that, one thing that concerned me, if I'm hitting ground ball and if I'm not driving the ball, if I'm not driving the guy from second base or getting the guy over, if I'm not doing that, then I'd be concerned. But I wasn't concerned at all because I was still hitting ball off the wall. You know, my power was there. I was driving ball in the gap. So, you know, you want to point the elbow, whatever, yeah, you can do that, but I don't want to put that as excuse because I still had a great season. And I told you guys after the year, I mean, I wasn't expecting myself to be hot for 6 months. And pretty much, you look at from April 5th, it was a 4th or opening day or 6th, whatever, to almost to September 20. I mean, I was on fire. I mean, and I wasn't expecting myself to do that the whole season, you know. And I did it for 5.5 months, and I struggled Thursday in. So if there's something, if I can struggle again next year like I did like that and have the great year that I had, then I take that every year, you know. So hopefully it happens again where I struggled the last 20 games of the season. Well, how about